Unit 1. Driving with the Terminator. Augmented reality for cars. The dangers of talking on a mobile phone or texting while driving are well known. So adding what, at first glance, looks like extra distractions may not seem like the best idea. However, researchers and car firms are looking to give drivers enhanced or augmented reality, AR, that adds extra information ranging from directions to social media feeds to the view through the windscreen. Perhaps the most unexpected part of it is that it is designed to make the roads safer for all of us. The biggest way augmented reality can be useful is in supporting safe driving, says Professor Anid Day of the Human-Computer Interaction Institute at Carnegie Mellon University. The ability to enhance information around us that might otherwise be hidden to us is very valuable. AR is usually considered to be a live view of the real world, onto which extra data, usually taken from the internet, is superimposed. It is similar to the view of the world that Arnold Schwarzenegger's character had in the Terminator movies. The technology is well established elsewhere. For example, there are numerous smartphone apps that allow users to overlay the view from their camera with everything from directions and transport options to restaurant reviews and house prices. Companies like Google are taking it one step further. Recently, the search giant unveiled its Google Glass project, a pair of minimal glasses that overlay a person's vision with things like weather data, location, and diary appointments. Now AR is making its way into cars. It builds on so-called heads-up display, HUD technology, that is commonly used in fighter planes and began to make its way into expensive cars in the late 1990s. These HUDs are frequently used to project directions or speed onto the windscreen in the driver's line of sight, to minimize the amount of time the driver takes their eyes off the road. However, augmented reality could allow these displays to go much further than that. Car manufacturers such as BMW, Toyota, Mercedes, and GM have introduced various prototypes in recent years. For example, a Mercedes system known as DICE allows drivers to bring up information about places of interest by merely pointing at them, while friends driving past the car show up as an icon on the windscreen alongside their social network status. Another system developed by GM and known as the Enhanced Vision System uses a series of sensors and cameras mounted inside and outside the vehicle to monitor the environment around the car and the driver's eye and head movements. This information is then used to overlay the view from the windscreen with relevant information about driving conditions, such as the location of the building you are trying to find, or dangers that you may not be aware of, such as an animal or child at the side of the road. Another mode marks the edges of the road when fog hides them from the driver's view. The most extreme concept comes from designers at Keio University in Japan, who are working on technology that will make the back seat of the car appear transparent, so that when drivers are reversing, they can see everything around them. Innovations like this may be a long way from going into production, but other uses of AR could appear much sooner. For example, the most common use of AR is to display directions that are overlaid on the road in front of you. This kind of innovation would be helpful to any driver. However, Professor Day and his team believe it could be especially useful for older people, whose sense of spatial awareness may be reduced. This is particularly problematic when they must look down at a navigation system, for example. The amount of time spent not looking out of the windshield and the number of times that occurs on a short drive can get pretty high, he explains. Particularly when you are talking about elder drivers, you want to reduce the amount of time they are looking away. To test this theory, he devised a simulator that projects the navigation system across the full width of the windscreen. The driver sees the real world, but with a map superimposed on top. His trials have revealed potential problems, however. For example, many of the subjects who have tried the system out in Professor Day's simulator have reported that it feels like playing a computer game. This detachment from reality is an issue that the engineers know needs to be dealt with. After all, augmented reality is only useful if the driver is aware of the reality behind it.